live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Keir Starmer has said Britain stands with Israel. It comes after Iran fired a barrage of missiles at sites across the country. The Prime Minister addressed the strikes.
It's too soon to assess the impact fully, but I utterly condemn this attempt by the Iranian regime to harm innocent Israelis, to escalate this incredibly dangerous situation and push the region ever closer to the brink.
Sir Keir heads to Brussels, promising to put the Brexit years behind us as he seeks a closer relationship with the European Union. The Prime Minister will meet with the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. In the Champions League, Arsenal beat Paris Saint-Germain 2-0 at the Emirates Stadium with goals from Kai Havertz and Bukayo Saka, while Celtic received a 7-1 thrashing from Borussia Dortmund. And Sir Elton John treated an audience at New York Film Festival to a rendition of several of his hit tracks following the screening of his new documentary. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Grace McIntosh.
Switch to EE's ultra-reliable full-fiber broadband for only $29.99 a month and pay absolutely nothing up front.
What? Nothing?
Not a thing. Plus, it stays fast,
even at peak times.
And it's powered by BT.
Bingo! All on the UK's most reliable broadband technology.
That's epic.
No wonder broadband switchers choose EE. Hurry, offer ends 17th of October.
New customers, 24 months, 43.7% UK availability. Terms apply. Price increases on 31st of March each year by £3 a month.
Coming up, the Business Mix Show.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Yes! I just can't believe it.
This time tomorrow, you could be a millionaire. Get your lotto ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Business Mix Show.
Afternoon and a very good evening. Welcome to the Business Mix. We are Business Mixing. My name's Chrissy.
And I am Rachel. And yes, of course, welcome to the Business Mix, another Business Mix show on Colourful, where we bring you the best in all things Black business and joining you as you join us on that entrepreneurial journey. So yeah, it's been a week, it's been a time. We've kind of come to the end of the summer period. Now we're slowly walking into autumn. How has your last few weeks of summer been, Chrissy? Oh, okay. That good, she's speechless. Fair enough. What I will do then is I'm going to introduce Paul, who is back to take over, who's with us again for that Money Mob takeover. Welcome, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm lovely. I'm fine. How are you? You look like you got a bit of a tan there. Pray tell, did you visit anywhere exotic or it was like what? Was it down the road of Bognor Regis?
It wasn't far. I just took a short, day trip for 10 days to Ghana, which was beautiful. Lovely. Like, it's one of my favourite places to go. Really beautiful time. Yeah. Some great people, great times, great food. Got to see one of my favourite artists, PJ Morton, who would just happen to be in Ghana, happened to be in Accra at the same time as us, putting on a concert. Where can you go and see PJ Morton? A full set, full band, £15.
Wow.
English pounds. I was like, yeah, I'm going. It was the night before we were going back. But I was like, it doesn't matter, I'm going to be there. So, yeah, great time. And, yeah, we also went to look at some land out there. So kind of looking at a whole
good.
Yeah, look, just different transitions. A few things are bubbling in the on the horizon. So
oh,
yeah.
Lovely. Lovely.
Keep you posted.
Good, 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 good. Okay. Well, my name is Paul Mohammed, and I am the founder of Crowd Purchase Movement, Money Mob. For those of you who don't know me, Money Mob is all about using group economics to support Black-owned business. We've been going for the last 8 years. Mm-hmm. Our claim to fame is the Money Mob event, where we would target businesses, usually by referrals, and on a day and time, we would mob that business. Yes. Now, it could be 10 people. It could be 110 people. Each person would have a minimum spend of £10 per person. And in that way, we're able to directly help finance the business that I'm concerned. But more importantly, this is what we found out, is that we were able to, because of the marketing and the promotion and the interviewing fire, we were able to tell the story of said business person, their journey, you know, what they went through, their ups and their downs. And obviously, importantly, what products did they sell? And the most important thing, where they are located. Because a lot of those money mobbers would say to us, but Paul, I didn't even know that there was a Black-owned business that was just around the corner from where I was living. Where I lived. So it was very important for us to make sure that that was done. And it kind of helped us as we kind of branched out. Now we're now branching out into media. So you'll hear us doing shows and lives and podcasts there, here and everywhere, as well as this wonderful platform, the Business Mix.
Of course.
And also we are delivering services as well. So look, this show is sponsored by Trampoline CIC. We're going to get a chance to speak to its founder real, real soon. So what have I done during last month? Now, I can't even go into all of the things, but I can go into some snippets and my highlights. We visited Inspired by Africa, which is an emporium that showcases an eclectic range of fashion, homeware, skincare as well, and much, much, much more. And it's all inspired by the continent of Africa. The founders are Jay and Richmond, and they are based at 1 and 2 Box Park, George Street, and that's Croydon, CRO1LD. When you're talking about an emporium, that is what it is. They've got cards. One of the card companies is called Black Card Company, Simple. The Black Card Company, by the way, actually had a pop-up. I don't know if our listeners would have seen them. They were at Morley's in Brixton during the summer. Also a fashion wear company, Africa Chica, and Africa Chica, they do a full range of African inspired apparel. One of them, I must admit, I have got my eye on, which is a denim Ndinkra blouson, which is a nice little jacket. And in denim, and those of you who know me, you know, and I like a nice piece of denim.
I have to say, you do the double denim delectably.
It's great.
Thank you.
I'll take that.
Yes.
So yes, she's got some. Yeah, her range is of denims really beautiful, but she's also got a couple of these Ndinkra sign like black and white, black and gold. So please make sure you check her out. This is African Chica, spelt Africa and Chica, Chica. Also fashion wear company, Afri Ecos. They do some cotton batik. I can tell you, amazing. These are literally handmade, made in Ghana, batik clothing. And wonderful. I've got some ideas in regards to what I'm looking at for them. Custom-made company called Joe Billy. They sell gifts, cups, bottles, hair slides, and with a and they're their kind of logo, not even logo, but their design is very, very much have that kind of young African girl at the front, young black girl on all of their products, beautiful. And definitely check out Joe Billy and spectacularly framed sunglasses. But these kind of shades with the difference, so you'll see them in purples, in greens, in yellows, different types of frame wear, and also Ruby's books. And these are just a fraction of some of the products that are at at Inspired by Africa. By the way, we actually money mobbed them at their old premises in Shoreditch in November. Had a great time down there over the weekend. And as I said, Jay and Richmond, they are really a wonderful host. So as I said, make sure you check them out down in their new site in Croydon. And one of the things that they do also is that they open up their press premises to new companies that want to have like a pop-up presence during the week or during the weekend. I was blessed to go down there for a one such event a few weeks ago with a company called OSAS 99 Product. They are based in Marseille. Funny that actually I first knew about the product and knew about OSAS when I was in Marseille a good few years ago. Cyrus and brother, and who was actually promoted by one of my good friends from Marseille, Carol Sika. She has a company called Afroculture, and he's a graphic designer, art and muralist, fashion designer. So we had some of the products that was there, but it's really unusual stuff. A lot of it made from neoprene. You'll see in a few weeks' time me with a neoprene. Don't get my teeth right. Neoprene jacket, sporting a neoprene jacket, a nice little beanie, and a little scarf. So you'll see like a little fashion picture of my good self literally in the next few weeks' time. But he also has like these collared bibs. He has waistcoats, trousers, that kind of thing. Please make sure you check him out. And they're at www.osas99prod. And that's OSAS spelled OZAS 99 prod, PROD. All right. So that is Inspired by Africa. Now, I'm certain that some of you in our audience would have also gone recently to the Socially Conscious Entrepreneurs Conference that was in the city, and it's its founder, Tony Dada, set up this conference to be a unique gathering of like-minded entrepreneurs passionate about making positive impact in the world through their business. Its aim is to blend the power of business, money, and you to help delegates gain a greater clarity of purpose, strategies to scale their business to the next level and extend their social impact in communities. I was on the clock. I was working. So there's parts of it I didn't get a chance to be a part of. But the one that I did get a chance to see was there were some amazing people down there. One of their keynote speakers was Perry Jervis, which he's a business and media executive, founder of a company called Jervis Entertainment. This man, what he has not done, you could write on a postage, back of a postage stamp. At 14, he did a documentary called The Gospel of Soul. It was an autobiographical documentary on the life of singer, what's his name? Oh my God, Sam Cooke. Had a senior moment there. Sam Cooke, But this gentleman, he has done work. I mean, the first time I knew him, I was on the set of a seminal black sketch program called The Real McCoy. He's one of the producers, and that was on the program. And from there, he has worked in Hollywood, on the set of Marvel, worked for Sony Pictures. He's worked with Michael Jackson. He's worked with Prince. He's worked at Universal Pictures, Motown. He has been to Buckingham Palace and worked there. He's worked for Rolls Royce. He's done work at NASA. This man is incredible. I mean, really, really incredible. And you must make sure that you check him out. His name is Terry Jervis. Hopefully one of these days we'll get a chance to interview him at this very, very place. One of the highlights was meeting fashion designer Rachel Beshembi. Rachel Beshembi, she has a design brand called Very L Design, based in Kampala. She is in London as well as Kampala. She is she's really, really, really beautiful. Beautiful sister, done London Fashion Week. She actually designed the outfits for the set, for the cast. For there was a show on Disney called Iwuji. And she was there. She was the designer for the cast and for Iwuji, a serious lady, and as with a very serious serious story to tell. So make sure you check her out on Very L Designs. Very L Designs. www.verylldesigns.com. Check her out. And then the last person I actually had a chance to listen to was international musician, broadcaster, and philanthropist, Miss Yolanda Brown. She's again such a humble sister, but a really magnificent person. And she had a talk about her life in a fireside kind of chat with Tony, and also mentioned to us about her work raising funds for her new venture, which is the Soul Mama Restaurant. I don't know if you managed to, have you gone down there yet?
If I wasn't, you know, abroad.
As you do.
There was a great event, actually. I think it was on the 8th or the 9th, can't quite remember, but Omar was there. I'm not sure if it was the launch. Omar was there. Soul Mama in East London. It's in Stratford, isn't it?
That's correct.
And it looks beautiful, and I really need to get down there. But yeah, I definitely would have been there, because like you said, like such a beautiful, humble, but just insanely talented sister is Yolanda Brown. And she had a show on, what it was called, it was on CBeebies. She's do like a musical show for children on CBeebies.
Okay.
And my little ones used to watch that when they were much younger as well. So yeah, she's great, she's phenomenal. So yes,
wonderful. Okay, so hopefully we'll get a chance, we'll go down there.
Yeah,
all right. So
hold on, wait, I'm sure I saw a little clip of you doing a little waistline movements on bank holiday. Well, you skipped that one. You just jumped.
Yeah.
Over that bit. We saw that too. We saw
As I said, things that are in Notting Hill stays at Notting Hill.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Yeah, well, that was actually quite serious, actually. We were down there. I was down there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, as well as a Monday. We were supporting one of the bands that were down there, Mangrove.
Yes.
If you get a chance on a Thursday or on a Friday before Carnival, you've got to check them out, because they're always down there doing the practice sessions. Oh. It was amazing. So yes, I was tapping my foot and
A little two-step, a little sway.
And doing a little two-step. Yeah, that's a little two-step.
Got it.
Indeed. So look, moving on, I just want to also introduce the business of the month. Business of the month is the Mera Group, which, I mean, they are a serious business. The founder is a Samira Killenbeck. Check them out. It would take me another show to be able to go through some of the things that she's doing, but check out the Mera Group, which is business of the month. Okay, we are now at that time. I want to introduce you to our guest this morning, which is Claudine Bongo. Now, Claudine Bongo is the executive director, founder of Trampoline in NHCIC, which is a social entrepreneurs. This is set up in 2016 to provide business incubation support to early stage startups and entrepreneurs. Claudine has worked in this sector for a number of years, and as I said, Trampoline is our show sponsor this morning. Claudine, welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. I like the vibe. I'm loving it already. I don't know if I can match up, but you know,
you can definitely match up, Claudine.
Okay.
So please, just a brief introduction, and then give us an idea of your entrepreneurial journey.
Yes. So you've done most of the intro. Claudine Bongo founded Trampoline in 2016. The full name is Trampoline NHCIC. The NH stands for New Horizon. We provide startup incubation support to people from minoritized community. By that, I mean people who wouldn't normally have access to support services offered by mainstream providers for multiple reasons. You know, it could be cultural differences, language barrier, disability, neurodiversity, lack of confidence, not knowing how to access those information or opportunities about those businesses, lack of understanding of how things work in this country, multiple household responsibility, they don't have enough time, or it could just be simply that they find those services quite intimidating because they're high-pitched, or not flexible enough. What do you think that most of the kind of a government-led incubation support services, they pitch quite high, so the first time you go and see them, they ask you to provide a business plan. I mean, if you don't know, you just have an idea, you want to get into, you know, becoming an entrepreneur, a business plan is something that's really alien to you. How would you even start? So, we want to work with them. We want to support them. We want to make sure that we provide them a journey that is catered to their need. We want to work with them from the first probably 9-12 months of their journey. So we just make sure that they go from having the idea to developing it to actually start selling their product. So that's what we do. So within that, we offer an array of services. It's, you know, the obvious business skills development through training sessions, but that's not nearly enough. You know, we go further. We provide access to networking event, peer support event. We provide access to one-to-one coaching. And also we have a market, the makers market, which is the opportunity for most of our service users, the first opportunity they get to sell their product to people outside their circle, right? Even though it's a competitive environment, it's a familiar one because the vendor next to them has also been on the course, on the program. Mm-hmm. So they know each other, so it becomes kind of less intimidating and more fun. So lovely. That's what we do. Yeah.
Okay. So look, I want to ask you about your own personal entrepreneurial journey, you know, your journey, how, you know, before trampoline, what was your journey like?
Not an easy one, not an easy one. And I think that's why I can totally identify with most of our service users, and I can relate to their own journey. Why wasn't it easy? So I came into this country around just over 30 years ago as an immigrant from Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Spoke very little English. English is not my first language, it's my second or my third language. Couldn't use my degrees, the degrees I had gained from other countries, without having to go through a lengthy equivalence process. I was overqualified for most of the job I first took in this country. You know, sisters gotta work, a job is a job. So I just took anything I could get. Struggled to find jobs where I could use my skills and my knowledge. You know, didn't quite know the process of setting up an enterprise in this country until I was able to find the right type of support. And that in itself wasn't easy. The way I'm saying it now, it's like, yeah, I just found it and they helped me. No, it was a lot easier setting up a charity, which was my very first venture, because there were organizations that actually supported charitable organizations. So, you know, I got the support of the Refugee Council. They helped me throughout the process. We worked together for almost a couple of years, I would say 18 months, 24 months. They helped me get my first grant. So going through that journey made me realize that, you know what, I was actually lucky enough and I persevered to find that support. But there are so many people out there who do not know how to do this. So once I figured out the process of how to find the support, I knew I had to share the information with other people. I knew what I had to do. So, you know, by then I was working in finance. My background is in economics, accountancy. So I just thought, you know what, I'm going to leave this job, follow my passion, follow my calling, work in the social sector. So I could share my knowledge and also enable other people to also reach their own potential, right? Was it completely smooth sailing? No, you know, anybody who tells you, oh, yeah, you can do it, you can overnight, you can become, you know, that great entrepreneur, you can become a millionaire. Nah, it doesn't quite work like that. And we all know that. So I don't think it's ever get easier. But what, as long as the passion is there, as long as the, you know, the drive is there. So these challenges of running a small business, it kept me going. And will keep most of, you know, the people I know continuing, and it makes things exciting.
Okay, I hear you. So, what is the what is Trampoline's main philosophy?
Right. Okay. So our motto is promoting community enterprise and supporting ethical leadership. What we're trying to do is we aim to create a new breed of entrepreneurs who are not only passionate about what they do, but also about making a difference to their own lives, to their local communities, or to the local economy. Local community, a community is however you define it, really, right? Your community could be the place where you're working or the group of people, you know, you identify with. So we just want people to do things the right way. I'll give you an example. We talk about, we've got a whole session about ethical, running an ethical business. We're all in business to make profit. There's no, you know, there's no two ways about that. Make profit first and then the rest you follow. But the rest could be, you know, decide, okay, I'm going to be a set up a model that can be a double bottom line, which means I not only care about making profit, but I also want to make a difference to people, right? So you've got the profit and people. The people, who are your people? That's your employee, your suppliers, your partners, your collaborators, your, you know, people around you, your community, right? And it is possible. And when I talk about that, people are like, yeah, but how, what can I do? How can I do it? Well, simple things. Pay your suppliers on time for a start. Pay your employee a good rate that can enable them to live, you know, decently in this city or in this country. We know how difficult it is, right? Simple thing like pay the London living wage. That could go a long way, right? And then we talk about the triple bottom line, which is about caring about your profit, your people, and the planet, the environment. Again, simple solutions. Turn off your light if you use an office of your own. Turn off the light before you leave. Use LED bulb. Use LED equipment. There are things, you know, when you in a cluster of other businesses, place orders together instead of everyone placing an order every day. And then, you know, you get the Amazon truck coming every single day. Mm-hmm. So it's about simple things that, simple changes that people can make to become more ethical. Is that cheap? No. And that's why you start with your profit. You make your profit so you can reinvest some of your profit to do things better for your people, your employee, your suppliers. And then you invest in changing, you know, whatever appliances you have. You could do make a difference for the planet, right? So these are things that can take time, are certainly costly, but it's about using that philosophy and agreeing with it. So most people, when they come to us, they don't really think about that. But once they have the knowledge, it starts making them think differently, right? And also the fact that we tell them and they know that the whole market out there of people would only do business with you if you are an ethical business. So, you know, the cost, at the end of the day, the cost levels out. You kind of, you know, you will continue to make profit if your product is right.
I hear you. Yes. So for people who've now come to you and they've said, you know what, I am a founder. I am looking at, you know, starting my business. What are the key practical steps that Trampoline and yourselves employ when, you know, when you're now talking to them about starting their business?
That's a good one. Right. So it's a process. You know, there are various steps. I call it a 10-step guideline, right? Start by starting. Start somewhere. Start with what you have. Remember the Chinese proverb, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Make that first step so you know, okay, I've made the conscious decision that I'm now starting running my business, right? Second point, do the research. Learn more about your craft, your subject, right? You'd learn every day. And it's amazing when we run our session on marketing, the first thing we do is we get people to understand more the characteristics, the features of their product. And when I say product, I include services, right? So it's about knowing exactly what are the characteristics, what is good about your project. How could you make it better? How could you make it more desirable, right? And then we ask them to set up SMART goals and action plan to improve different things, to improve their product's desirability. Who are your customers? How do you know they like your product? What could you do better, right? How do you communicate with them? And then we look at, you know, how they could improve their operations feasibility. No man is an island. You start a business, you will have to work with other people. Who are your collaborators? Who are your partners? Who are your suppliers? How do you interact with them, right? And then we finally we look at the business viability. Money is important, right? It's important because that's what we need to continue being in business. But it's not the only thing.
Yeah.
Most people who come to us and say, oh, I need money. No, you don't actually need money. You need a plan to make money. How are you going to do that? How are you going to work? So you can start make money and can continue making money, become sustainable, right? So the goal, the action plan has to be SMART, you know, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-bound, right? These are the things that we want them to focus on. And also be realistic about the resources available to you. If you only have 1K to start your business, why on earth would you come and talk to me about a business that will cost you 100K, right? And you know you can't get a loan from the bank. You know your friends and family can't pitch in so you can get to that amount. So let's start with what we have and see how we can scale up operations, right? Document your startup journey so you can monitor your progress and adjust course if necessary, right? It's about knowing that, okay, last time I did this, and now I'm here. The next step is this. So it's part of the plan. And also it's about learning from previous mistakes. The mistakes are only opportunity for you to do better, to grow. It's important. We all make mistakes. I don't think there's a single startup journey there that was just, you know, mistake-free, nothing. You just cruise through it. I don't believe that, right? Take feedback. Take feedback from your customers and use the feedback to improve your product. Absolutely important. So with that, it's also about surrounding yourself with like-minded people. If all you have around you are negative people who tell you, oh, that's not possible, you'll never make it. You never, this is too complicated for you. People like us don't do things like that. No, I'm not people like you anymore. I've found my tribe. I've found my people. I've surrounded myself with others. That's what we do through our networking event, through our peer support event. It's about surrounding yourself with people who are like you, right? Another point not to neglect, make time for yourself. Carve out time away from the business. Look after yourself. Your health is your wealth. We all know that. If you cannot, you know, if you're not well enough, how are you going to look after the business? It is important. It's important to make sure that you look after yourself. And finally, I would say plan everything. Plan your operations, your finance, your next market event, everything you do has to be part of a plan. So that's our 10-step guideline for going, you know, creating a sustainable business.
Oh, great. Thank you. So, Claudia, I wanted to find out from you, I mean, in your journey, what are your highlights? What's some of the ambitions for Trampoline moving forward?
Yes, there's been a lot of changes recently. So we were using the Africa Center Hub, business hub. Mm-hmm. We were based there. Now we've moved to offices of our own. So that's a growth. That's a, you know, kind of big jump. We've grown the staff team from last year, around this time last year, maybe 3. Now it's just under 10 with nine of us. And also this year we're currently finalizing our first impact report. I'll send you a copy of it. So these were the highlight of this year. The ambitions of Trampoline, we want to refine our business model so we can become financially self-reliant, so we can increase our reserve fund and limit our reliance on tendering contracts. Well, while tendering contracts are really good, they're quite limiting. We also want to widen the reach of our activities in the whole of London and the UK. And finally, we want to broaden the scope of our services to offer more access to resources, to facilities, and to startup funding. This is the key plan for the next, I would say, 2 to 5 years. Which has already started. Yes.
Also, I wanted to ask you, because one of the things I do love is the idea of you taking your businesses from one aspect to the other. And it's almost like a supply chain route that you take to and on one of the ultimate aims. And one of the things that you do is your monthly makers market.
Yes.
Just give us a little tip in regards to that.
Yes, absolutely. So we're providing monthly makers market, a platform where our startup, people who are part of our ecosystem, can apply all the knowledge that they've used about improving their service and actually sell. You know, it's the place where they can sound their proof of concept. It's not enough that just saying, oh, I make soap. All right, then do you sell them? How many have you sold? Come and sell them. And when you come and sell them, it means you have to work on your packaging. You have to work on the quality. You have to work on the customer service aspect of things. You have to interact with your customers. So the Makers Market is actually a wonderful platform where people actually, you know, it's not for, sometimes we have query for people who've been, you know, trading for years and years. They just see it as another market. But primarily, even though we open it up to other traders, but primarily it's for traders within our ecosystem, the startup that we're working with. We give them that platform so they can actually start selling their product.
Lovely. Rachel, Chrissy, any questions before I go into my last few?
I love what you're doing. And yeah, I have heard of Trampoline CIC, and might talk offline. If you do some similar bits here and there, lots of crossovers. I'm a big advocate of entrepreneurs, you can imagine, but entrepreneurship just being as a great vehicle and giving people the opportunity to grow. And I mean that growth, whether it's financial, whether it's personal, whether you're going to go to another country, having that opportunity to experience entrepreneurship, it just gives you a bit different of a mind shift, and you feel like, oh, actually, I can do this. And actually, it's open doors here, it's open doors there. So yeah, I'd give you a round of applause and just say
thank you.
For me, it's like thank you for opening those doors for other people who may have thought I could never do that. You know, that's not for me. But they can see that actually, with the right support, which is really important, having the right people around you, using the right words, putting your head into the right, your mind in the right headspace, should I say, it's possible. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So look, Claudine, please let us know your contact details, you know, where we can contact you, maybe when is the next kind of cohort.
Yes, absolutely.
So
we've got our Linktree Trampoline NHCIC. Alternatively, you can find us on our website, which is www.trampolinecic.org. I repeat, trampolinecic.org. We're on social media. We're on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, and the handle is at trampolinecic. We also recently opened a YouTube podcast channel, which is trampolinecic_podcast. So these are the places where you can find us, follow us, you know, like whatever we do. So main places where to find us. Otherwise, we are based just off Woolworth Road at St. Peter's, the crypt at St. Peter's Church. That's London SE17 2HH. We are there. So if you want to come and see where you are, or you would rather come to talk to us in person, that's where you will find us.
Lovely. And my last question before the money mob question, I know this is maybe could be a long one, but if you can give us precisely how you think, business on the continent, business in Europe. What are some of the nuances?
Ooh, how long do you have? Anyway, I'm not going to make it too long. What I like here, doing business here, I'd also have ventures back home in Congo. Yeah. Just like Rachel, some years ago, I purchased 12 and a half acres of land, which I'm developing as a permaculture. I've done businesses in Congo. I have set up and run a solar energy business, of all things. I know nothing about solar energy, but, you know, when you see a need, you see the potential, you just go for it. When you're an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter what you do. It's about having that mindset and knowing you have to do something rigorous about making your business work. So what I like about business here are the opportunities. Opportunities to get contract, opportunities to share information, share knowledge, but also to make a name for yourself in business. I don't know about other places in Africa. I've run businesses in Congo. I'm from Congo. It is difficult. The mindset is completely different. I'm not going to say that corruption is only in Africa. It's everywhere, but there are degrees of it, you know. Mm-hmm. That can be difficult. The way of working with people, your staff, mm-hmm. the way I manage my staff here. So I've got a team of 9 here. I've got a team of 4 for my permaculture in Congo. Completely different, you know. Mm-hmm. There is that, and I think it goes back to, you know, the way the different countries were colonized. Congo was colonized by the Belgians. They have kept that mentality, and it always amazes me how we can't shift that, how we cannot change some of the things that happened back then, and we're still carrying them today. The paternalistic views that, you know, your employee, they almost see you as a father figure. You know, you have to feed them. You have to do this. You have to. It's quite heavy, right? Mm-hmm. Here, you've got a remit. You've got a mandate. You do what you're supposed to be doing. And that's what is expected of you. Explaining that to people back home sometimes can be quite difficult. Detaching yourself from them, because it's almost, difficult.
Okay. Well, look, I'm following that by asking you the final question, that is the money mob question. And it is this. Claudine, if you were given one wish in regards to the Black community, what would that one wish be?
I would say it would be so great if we could have a more concerted, more coordinated ways of doing our collaborations, our partnership, so we could reach and uplift more people. That is my simple wish. Let's come together in a better way so we can do better for our communities.
Claudine, thank you so much. As I said, make sure you check out Trampoline. Again, thank you all. Make sure you check what we're doing in the Money Mob. We're on all platforms, whether it's Instagram, X, formerly Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, and as well as YouTube. Follow what we're doing. Support Black business. Support Trampoline. Support the Business Mix. Support the Money Mob, because it is indeed the future of Black economics. And follow us, what we're doing. And we're going to be at Africa Fashion Week in October, hopefully, as well as the UK Black Business Show and Birmingham Black Business Show. So follow our movements as we journey supporting Black-owned business. Chrissy and Rachel, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Definitely. Thank you. And Claudine, thank you. I've just been sitting here in the background. Just absorbing what you've been saying. Yeah, you should be really proud about what you're doing and how you're supporting entrepreneurs in our community. Great piece of work. And thank you. So, yes, everyone, as Paul said, support.
Yes.
That's it. Perfect.
Indeed.
Perfect. And right. Thank you so much.
Please keep supporting Colourful because we've got some great shows, music and conversation coming up next. We'll see you next week.
See you later. Keep
it the Business Mix Show.
When we met at the crossroad of life, working out for our dreams to come true, believed in me true. Walk on by.
each time I see.
Business Mix Show.
Close marking.
It's CT on the beat.
The party no go nice if girls no day. If girls no day. The party no go nice if girls no day. If girls no day. The party no go sweet if girls no day. If girls no day, the party no go soft. If girls no day, if girls no day, Teresa, call am, Amaka, call am, Jennifer, call am, Abena, call am, Agosua, call am, Kafaya, call am, Amaka, call am. The party no go nice. If girls no day.
No go tap if not sausage fest. Lie, it cannot make sense. I forgot Chichi, she too like Mola.